what are you focusing on more or less for your clients these days?
Yeah, that's good. That's part of like the process stuff. It's about not just doing the same thing that everybody else doing that you've been doing for 5 years. So like in some industries, spam fight doesn't work anymore, right? So we stopped doing that. It's just a lost cause. Something like in legal, it's just, I think because in that vertical, they have the money and they're always paying for it, so they have everyone's opinion. And so they just have the extra money to do things. And so like fighting spam there is just harder. And it's just not worth it because Google doesn't care as much anymore. And it's just like, how much time can I waste? And what's this actually going to do? Because let's say you even win the battle of it, they're going to change your edits.
Right.
What's the point?
They'll throw up another listing.
Whereas someone unknowing in a smaller industry, like an HVAC, who just did it because they wanted, let's say we're talking about keyword stuffing their business name. They might just throw in their city in there because they thought that was important.
Right.
They don't really know how to. They might not know how to go back there and like put it back or anything. Right. So we pulled back on spam fighting for a lot of, for a lot of reasons and just the types of spam we're going after. Like that's one. But I would say our biggest focus this year is kind of what we talked about in the beginning of not putting your eggs all in one basket. It's yes, we know how to do it local SEO, like the true traditional. What's optimized for local packs, but like, what are we trying to do after that for our clients? Right, like, and so Joy is like obsessed. Like, we are doing like feature snippets, like you wouldn't believe right now. Like, you know, she'll like challenge herself. She'll, you know, in Slack, she'll have on like we have like a wins channel. She'll be like, hey, I'm marking this here because I want to see it later. I'm going after a government site. I'm gonna try to overtake it in 3 weeks. Okay. I'm like, Joy, there's no way you're gonna overtake the Arizona government website about divorce. Right. And lo and behold, Joy will go and do it. Right, which is pretty cool. So it's obviously not every time, but just it's cool things like that to see what strategies work. So a lot of stuff we're going after is like feature snippets specifically and more just trying to figure out naturally what people are searching for. And that just came from not really tools, because tools don't always give you the answer, but like I've done a lot of talking to my brother and talking to friends and like and we think about like, what are you searching for? And like those first steps, people looking for cost, people looking for information. And so we're starting, or like DIY stuff. So we're starting to do a little bit more of that stuff because, again, hard to measure. You can talk about the funnel and everything else. It's not might not bring a lead today. But we know that like if you provide the good information and they keep coming back to you, like why wouldn't they call you if they need your help? That's the thought process. And we have found that works. And then just like there's other like local approaches for different businesses. But like, for realtors, if I'm looking to move to San Diego, like I want to learn stuff about San Diego, right? Like I'm not going to care about, maybe like certain things, but like I want to know, are the schools good? What's the best neighborhood in San Diego? So instead of just optimizing for like realtor or like real estate agent here, like what would somebody in the very first feeling out kind of Google to find out? And knowing that some of my clients do ads, well, then we can get them into remarketing and stuff. So I think it's more of not obsessing over like those head terms as much anymore and going after everything and just like thinking, going back to just simple, like what would I Google if that was a problem? Like what would because a lot of words are industry words
right.
that you wouldn't actually search. Like I would never search, if I got in a car accident, I would never search personal injury lawyer.
Right.
That's not a term that like the layman knows.
Right.
I would probably search for like, what happened or car wreck or car accident. And so you have to kind of think.
Right. I have a flood on my base. So you're not going to search for, I need a new boiler with this and this yeah. specs. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's that. And I think the second part is a lot of time educating clients that it's not just Google anymore. People are looking at helping them with their Yelp listing, right. Helping them because you do a branded search and it's just like, if it looks like garbage, like you can do all the SEO you want, but I'm not going to come to you, right? So, and if a lot of even if a lot of stuff's on referrals, like that's they're going to Google your name, right? And so, I spent some time educating them on like, hey, here's how you look. How can we get this better? Which then ties into like link building because it maybe don't have a profile in there, or maybe it's all messed up, and so it all ties in. So I think more on just the less, if you want to call it like low search volume or long tail stuff, and then less on. So more on that and less on spam fighting and then just more on, I love like the educational and just the actual conversations with clients about the goals and what you're looking for. And, but just be aware, like this is happening. Like if I Google your name, I see your Yelp listing, you have a 1.2 or 1.5. Like, no one's going to, like, what are you doing? And I know Yelp is like this whole thing inside of itself, but like, fix your business model, fix whatever the issues, like, read through the negative comments. Like, what are they saying about you? And if they're recent, fix the problem, because that's probably translating into other things. Or like, why? And this is also a good thing too, that I started, and again, not going to be, I don't know how this can scale, but I have a client who is in like pest control, and they are throughout the United States, or well, throughout like the Eastern United States, right? And one of the service areas is like where I live. And so like, I'm in a Facebook group, and it's all about local stuff. And someone's like, hey, can we, you know, who do I recommend? Who do this? If they have a bad Facebook page, right, I can't send them the Facebook page link. Like, so like, I know it's not SEO, but like,
that's overall all my reputation.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to understand that you're everywhere, right? You can't just focus on this. And you just get pushback sometimes of like, well, that's not the most important thing for the business right now. Well, I'm going to argue. I think it might be. Like, right, like, it's a lead that could potentially come to you. You don't know who's sharing your links, who's sharing your page.
Especially for local, I think the reviews, stars are all over the place, especially in Google. And if you see somebody's bad stars in the local back, why would you go with them over the next person who has 5 stars?
Yeah, it's just that simple. So yeah, that's what, yeah, and I it's sometimes hard
to come. Do you encourage your clients to ask their customers for reviews? I know you're not really supposed to do it.
Yeah, no, we tell them the importance of reviews, and we show them our case studies. Like, hey, getting reviews from clients, at an accelerated approach can help. Having a certain score is going to be good for reputation. But once they ask, like, how do we do that? We're like, hey, well, that's for you to figure out. You have an email list. Very careful in that conversation. But we definitely tell them, like, oh, you need to get reviews.
Often after I have, like, a local service guy come to my house, be like, I'll get an email or a text message saying, click here to give us a Google review or whatever.
Actually, so we just had a plumber over the house, and we got an email before he came. Yeah. We got a picture of what the person looked like, which was incredible. Right. We knew who was coming to the door. They came to the house. They followed up, I think, the day later, email. Hey, how was the service?
That's the process.
I was like, that's incredible.
That's
like,
all automated.
I was like,
that's
the way it should be. Yeah, I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. So we're just trying to like let them know like how important that is, and like, don't wait 3 weeks, right, but also don't do it like right after. That's super annoying. Right. Like, I don't want to be in my car on my way home asking for a review, right? So like, also too, like, just sometimes like, hey, maybe they can upload a photo with it, because we know photos are important, and it's all about. And what we found out is, like, if it's a technician at the house, like, how good are they? Like, they need more. Sometimes they need more training. Sometimes they don't. But, we're encouraging. We're telling them all the time.
When to send out that request, like, if they did a bad job. I mean, I assume a lot of these software services that are designed for these companies, HVAC, landscaping, whatever, they all have it built into it to, like, send that request for that review.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's the same we have. Like, we have a thing to send out reviews to clients after 2 months after they start working with us. And it's like, yeah, like, we don't want to do it the day of. Like, I can't give you results in 2 days anyway, right? So why? But 2 months, you should have a good feel of who we are. Right. And it's automated. Our admin staff presses the button and it goes out. And that's kind of how we feel. So,
it seems like you guys have a pretty good reputation in the industry.
I think we do. And I think part of that is that we know what we're like knocking. We're like, we know what we're good at, right? Like, we understand that we're good in certain markets, because we just had tons and tons of clients there. Like, for example, we could kill it for real estate and home services and lawyers, right? But like, if a restaurant came to us, that's a whole new ball game with integrated third parties and menus online. And that's not like, we just hired our first developer 2 months ago. Like, we can't even develop things. Like, we're just strictly SEO, right? And so we actually have like a list of like, here's who we've done work for. And even if two or three people on the company have done work for a type of client, we still might pass it off, because what if they're out?
That's why I emailed Joe, I forgot when, a while back. And I'm like, I have a friend customer that really interested in doing this. She's like, it's not our thing, but go to this person.
Yeah.
And that means a lot.
Yeah. And so, we have great relationships in like, whether it's Darren and Whitespark, or, you know, some people from like Local SEO Guy. They're just people that we can, because we trust them. We know their work. We know it's good. But like, yeah, like not every person, like, and honestly, it's like only one or two out of five that come to us is a good fit. Honestly, and it's we're in a good spot, which is awesome. But
so selective, so.
Yeah, and it's actually nice to be selective. We're in a good.
Are you selective based on just industry they're from, or also based on having a vibe about this client?
So both, right? So we call it. So this is where Colin comes into play with strategy. So we don't have a sales team. Like, we have a forum on our site. We get leads kind of through webinars or through at local you, right? No, look at, or referrals. And, like, Colin vets them. Like, we'll have a half-hour conversation, like, making sure, like, have you done SEO before? What did your old company do? What are your pain points? Where are you trying to get to in 3 years? Because if they come to us and say, hey, listen, like, I need a Hail Mary, and, my business is going to close in 2 weeks. Well, that's not SEO.
Right.
You got to find another paid strategy or something, right? And so we have a really good process of, and this is the best thing about Joy, about letting, like, me kind of do my thing with my people and letting Colin do his thing on the sales side, is it's up to him. If he feels it's good vibe, and he'll tell us, oh my God, this was the best client, I want so-and-so working on it, like, he'll get so excited. Or like, hey, unfortunately, this one, which was going to be awesome, not for us, and here's the four reasons why. And Joy's like, great, like, I'm glad that we didn't have to.
I should ask him, is he, because I kind of do that also, I kind of vet them out, and sometimes, often I think I'm right, but sometimes I'm wrong. I'll the client will beg us, please take us on, I don't think you're a good fit. Please, 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 please. I'm like, fine, we'll try it out. Yep. Well, often the time it's not a good fit. But sometimes I'm wrong. I'm like, oh wait, this was actually turned out to be a really good client.
Yep.
And like, what about all the other clients I said no to? Were they good clients?
Yeah. And that's where we're, and that's where the three of us will have that, like, because sometimes Colin will present, like, here's the information. And, like, he'll be like, I'm not sure. And Joy will be one way, and I'll be the other way.
Right.
And it's like, well, now it's up to Colin. He's got to pick which way. And so it's actually interesting because we can get, and this is what I love about being a smaller type of business. We don't need to go through 84 people to have, and this red tape. Like, it's just, hey, Colin put the message in Slack. We talk about it for 2 minutes. Decision's done.
Right.
And it's, which is hard sometimes working with clients because it takes 3 months to get content done because they have to have the content team write it, then the product team approve it, then the legal approve it. Like, it's tough, right? So
it's a pretty flat structure.
Yeah, so it's just that. It's just like, it's, if you want to say the three of us as, like, upper management, and then, like, it's just everybody else. And so there's no title changes, there's no competition.
It's funny because my employees want titles sometimes. I'm like, make up your own title.
That's what we do, yeah. So it's like, everyone's like an account manager or a local SEO analyst, and, like, if you truly don't like it,
Go change yourself. The chief architect of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you want to call yourself.
And that's
Gary in Google is, Gary from Google is, he's the sunshine of happiness.
Yeah.
So it's cool to be able to do that.
That's more important to me, to, it seems like to you too, is just, you'll grow in your own personal development and monetarily. Like, you don't need a title. But also, if I give you a title and then there's another title to get to, you're now fighting with Joe next door to you or Kim next door to you to get that. And
that's politics.
We're trying to get out of that, right? Like, just do a good job and you'll get compensated.
Some companies, like, titles are crazy important. It's I guess whatever works for the company, the people you hire, I guess, appreciate that.
Yep.
So that's good.
If I could use a 10-second spot here for Local You,
Chris,
I would love. Well, first of all, we need you to come to Local You, so we gotta get you up there. So it's in Blue Mountain outside of Toronto.
Okay.
So
I can drive there.
Yeah, it's not bad. So
pick me up on the way.
I'm driving up, so you can literally hop in the back.
I prefer not. Toronto's far. It's what, like, it's probably an extra hour for you, but it's probably like 6, 7, 8
so, yeah,
hours.
Well, and I've always got my kids, so it's always, you know, you have to add 2 extra hours with them. So
I'm not gonna, don't pick me up yet. Kids. I can definitely drive. I don't know what it is, but we'll figure it out.
So it's October 13th, Friday the 13th.
I'll check out Fridays. I hate conferences on Fridays. Yeah.
So that's the only thing. So never have a conference on a Friday unless, apparently, it's here. Because it's like a, Blue Mountain is like a destination resort type spot. So you're supposed to spend the extra day there.
Is it always on a Friday at Local You?
No, it's usually like a Tuesday.
Yeah, but don't make it on a Friday because I can't, the whole Jewish Shabbat thing, I can't be away. Mm. Toronto's not fast enough for me to get back in time.
Yeah.
But I will come to the one that's not on a Friday, if possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great conference. It's amazing what you guys do. I hear about it on social.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about it more so?
No, just in general. Like, it's we'd love to have we have a lot of SEOs coming, which is awesome.
Right.
And I want to take the path of, well, if this is truly supposed to be like a it's called Local U for Local University, right? So if this is supposed to be a growth plan for businesses, well, let's get more businesses to come, right? And so I'm going to, like, take this approach of, like, I don't know if it's working out, but, like, I'm going to, like, write some letters to some local businesses, tell them to come. Love to have you here. Because they should be able to, they're investing a little bit into it, but they're not investing into an SEO plan. They're investing into a day's conference learn a bunch of tactics, right, access to some speakers, take away four or five things that you could go help your business with. And so, yes, you're going to spend $500 to go or whatever it's going to be, but like, you should be taking away some awesome knowledge, which if you can do, it'll times itself by two, three, four, whatever it's going to be down the line. So,
I think AimClear does. They have their own local conference as well. Not local, but local to them, not local SEO. And they market locally saying, hey, if you're in the area, come to the conference. They also do, I know a lot of SEO companies do, they invite their clients to it. So they get the clients, of course, employees. You have company employees.
Yep. So we're going to actually bring up every employee, which will be cool. So everybody gets to meet each other. Which is just a weird thing in itself. You can, I work with someone for 3 years and never met them in real life.
But if when you meet them, it's going to feel like you know them anyway.
Oh, it feels so weird going in. Then once you're there, it's like, no, I actually know this person.
Right.
Which is a crazy thing. So.
Yeah. All right, cool. So definitely check out Local U. And thank you so much for doing this. What we're going to do now is I'm probably going to do a time lapse of us going through. We're going to put them in bundles, you said?
Yeah. We're going to.
Horrible ones, burn, set on fire.
Yeah.
Ones, and then like the best ones. We'll be right back.